Hui, tukuna ki te traipiunara, mo te taha aukati I te wiri hinu, I roto I te hohonutanga o te papa moana. Anā, kua I whakaae hia taua kreme, kua whiwhia I tana ingoatanga I raro I te kupu, I te pū wai. Anā, I kōrero mai ki taua wā, ka tukua tēnei kaupapa ki te huarahi, ka kōrero rerohia. Anā, ko Mike Smith, kei runga I te wai a kōrero. Mike, I was just reflecting quickly on our last kōrero. The claim was filed with the Waitangi Tribunal. It has since gotten its wai ingoa. The kaupapa was going to be taken around various communities. And also you were looking at that time of a joint claim with the Sami people and taking this to the United Nations.
So now we're in the process. It's going to sit there for a while because the claim won't be heard for a while. So it's sitting there in the queue. There's not much more to be done about that at this time, except we are inviting other hapū and iwi to join the claim if they wish. And I'm going to be travelling around to various hui around the north over the next little while and talking about the claim. And for those hapū that might want to join it to support this kaupapa, we'd certainly welcome that. So that's where that is. In terms of the United Nations stuff, we're in continuing discussions with the Sami Nation over in the iwi taketake no noe. So we're in discussions with them, ongoing discussions with them about that. We're just waiting to have confirmation that the Sami president will be visiting us later on this year. So they're working through their schedules and their calendars to figure out what is the best time for them to come to Aotearoa. And so that'll be part of the ongoing discussions that we have with the Sami president there in Nauru.
Oh, ka pai. Hey, Mike, we know that once a claim has been given, it's why, what do you call it? It's why name?
Yeah, why number?
Why number, why number. Thank yeah. you. And now it's a case of it being drawn out of a box. How does that work? I hear you say, well, it's now we wait. So what do we wait for? Is it that it gets drawn out at random or...?
No. They sit there like there's two pathways that can go down. One of them is the urgency pathway where you apply for the tribunal to bump it up the list and put it to the top of the list. And if it's a real emergency sort of claim, ours is not because the Stat Oil work permit is it's for 15 years. They've got a permit for 15 years. And it's not likely that any drilling is going to happen this year or next year or even the year after that. It's probably 3 years away before they actually do any drilling. However, we are keen to have this matter heard sooner rather than later, but it's not under urgency. So it'll be in the slower track. And so it might be another, I don't know, 12 months before it gets to the top of that list.
Okay.
So, we just sit there and wait to hear back from the tribunal, and they'll let us know what the date for the hearing is.
Okay. Do we know what the number is?
Oh, look, I do, now, but I don't have that right in
front
of me.
Oh, no. Pay. No, not a kia ora, Mike. Hey, look, you've answered all my questions. I had them all neatly written, thinking you were going to take a good 10 minutes at least. Can I now throw it to you to tell us where you would like to see this in its due course prior to it coming into to the hands of the tribunal whilst it's waiting?
Okay, well, look, so what's happening at the moment is these oil companies are under extreme pressure because the price of oil has fallen since Christmas last year. It's halved, you know, it's been cut in half. The profits that the oil companies make have also been halved, but the costs haven't gone down. So now they're only likely to make as half as much money as they thought they were going to make. So now most of the big oil companies are sitting there thinking, well, shall we really go ahead with some of these ambitious projects around the world that we have, or shall we knock them on the head? So they're quite vulnerable at the moment. And the reason for that is that the Saudi Arabians that sit on, you know, like the huge oil reserves in the Middle East, they realise that the times are changing and that the world is now shifting away from oil and fossil fuels because we have to because of climate change. And everybody realises that now, so that there's this massive race on at the moment to stop the climate emergency that we're facing and our mokopunas are going to be facing. And we've got to do, the whole world knows this now, and so everybody's desperately trying to shift away from burning of fossil fuels to alternatives, which means that the Saudi Arabians, the danger for them is that they'll be left with all this oil that nobody wants. Mm. And these assets will be stranded. So what they've done is they've decided, well, let's turn the taps on and let's sell as much of this stuff as we can, you know, while there's still a market for it, which, of course, has caused the price of oil to fall because they've seen the writings on the wall. And so now is a really good opportunity for us, while the oil companies are in this weakened state, to just increase the pressure on them to say, if you are looking around the world and trying to figure out what you should let go of us here in Aotearoa. It's so far away, the costs are so high, the people don't want it. You know, do the right thing, get out of Aotearoa, and then change your business model away from fossil fuels and reinvest your money in clean technology like solar, like wind, like all those other positive energy options that we have in front of us at the moment. Because one of the funny things I heard a while back, Ngawa, is that, you know, if there's an oil spill, you know, it's catastrophic. Mm. It can kill the beaches and the marine life for, you know, three or four generations into the future before it even starts to recover, if it ever does at all. And so that's catastrophic. But if you have a solar spill, you know, if you have a solar spill, that's just considered a sunny day. And there's no harm that's done to anything. If there's extra sunlight floating around, well, who's worried about that? Nobody. So obviously that's a much safer option for us to be investing in and for us to be powering our homes, to be powering our vehicles. There's these fantastic new electric cars that are now coming on the market. I know they're expensive now, but when a used car market starts to develop in 4 or 5 years, as these cars start to, second-hand cars start to come on the market, you know, it'll become affordable to a lot of us. Oh, and yeah, that's where the future is. So let's not eat last week's fish and chips.
No.
You know, the sun's going down on fossil fuels, and the new sunrise economic activity is in alternative energies like solar. So, I mean, I'd like to see a future for our people in Te Hiku where every home is powered by solar energy. So no more power bills.
Mm.
I'd like to see every marae powered by solar, so no more bills for the marae. And when you go to a hui or when you come home from work, you plug your car into your free solar power and you don't have to pay for petrol anymore. Now, what could possibly be wrong with that?
Mm.
That's just that would be a saving to the individual whānau in the north of hundreds of dollars a week. You know, imagine being able to fill your car up. I mean, if you're anything like me, I usually only put about 20 or 30 bucks in my car. The last time it hit the full thing on the fuel gauge was some time ago. But imagine being able to fill your car up every night, right to the brim, and be able to travel wherever you wanted without having to worry about the cost of fuel. I mean, that everybody wants that, eh? There wouldn't be a single person listening to this program that wouldn't want this.
That's right, I agree. And
so obviously that's the future. So we're encouraging our iwi runanga, the government, industry, and anybody else who will listen to, you know, start urgently thinking about how do we transition away from expensive energy to free energy. And it's got to be good for industry, it's got to be good for business, it's got to be good for whānau, marae, apu, everybody. So that's where the future is, and that's where we're going.
Kia ora. Oh, kia ora, Mike. Tautoko marika. Tēnā koe, Mike, thank you for joining us this morning. And even after you've hung your phone up, I'll carry on talking about what you've just told us, talked to us about. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, Mike.
Kia ora.
Anai tātou, kore tāia ki te he o ana kōrero, ne? Ka hore he mea he i roto i ngā kōrero a Mike Smith. Mo te taha ki te wiri hinu, waihotia tērā iaine raruraru ana te taiao i tēnei momomahi. Kei raru hoki te tātou kāinga noho i te maringi mai te hinu mata. Ana, kia hoki ake ki ngā kōrero a Mike Smith, i tukua tetahi kreme. I rehitahia te tahi kreme i ngā wiki ki muri ki te rōpū whakamana i te tiriti o Waitangi. Kia aukatia tēnei mahi wirihinu i te papa hōhonu o Tangaroa. Kua whakaaehia e te trai piunara, kua whiwhi nama taua kreme. Iaenei ka te tāria kia tae ki te wā e puta ai tēnei kreme hei kaupapa hei tino whiu. E te wā e tāria nā tērā. Ko te hono atu ki te hunga taketake te hunga taketake, ara ko te hunga Sami o Norway, kia hono ki tērā hunga, kia whakamana, kia whakakahahia ake tēnei kreme. Me te kōrero a Mike, tēnei mea te wirihinu e hianga taima ko ki te aitua tātou, ne? E maringi ana e hia manorita o te hinu ki runga i a Tangaroa, me te mate mate o ngā manu manu, te mate mate o te hā ora o Tangaroa, te mate o ngā tini a Tangaroa, tae mai ana ki ngā raru ki uta. Kia tetero ngā kaunihera ki tēnei te hiko kei roto i a tama nui te rā. Te ngoi kei roto i a tama nui te rā.